song up is just as hard.
Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Have mercy on my ears, will you?
Welcome to the Daniel Channel. This is Daniel CC. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry for, we ran all the way here. I'm here with a special guest, Kira. You could say hi.
Hi, I'm Kira.
We found out this slot was open, and I want to get a slot before she left, so we ran a lot. We don't like running.
But, yeah. We're eating in the dining hall. I go to Wash U, so we have a different kind of like swipe system. Yeah. And so I was trying to justify like eating a lot. And I was like, it's okay, we'll have a busy day. Like, we'll be active. And he was like, no, we're not. But then we ran here. And I was most active I've been in a minute, so.
Okay. All right. So this is my last show of the semester. So we're going to play some songs I like and some songs that Kira likes. So we're going to start with one she likes. It's called Miracle Aligner by The Last Shadow Puppets. Enjoy.
Oh, As better, she put tears and blood in all of her love when she's writing me her letters. I'll always watch you walking right through the hallways. Now we're talking to you. I'm living a dreamer.
Okay, alright.
Okay, so that song I just played was called Love Letters by Homesick Locations, which is a song written by this group of boys that I went to sleepaway camp with that I was, like, kind of friends with, but not really. But I followed them on Instagram, and they posted their songs, and they were really good, and now I'm a huge fan, like, 6 years later, so it's a little awkward. But it's really good, so go give them a stream.
Yeah. Okay, so this show, as I said before, the last show, and so normally I would have planned out like a theme or something, or like had a set of some kind, but no, this time I don't. We are freestyling.
I think I'm gonna have a self-assigned theme besides the first one, Miracle
Liner.
Well,
you prepared songs.
I'm gonna only play songs that are like indie underground.
Okay.
No, sure. But I have some cool shout out songs.
Okay, fine. I'm just gonna play my theme. So that's Kira's theme. My theme will be some of my favorite songs that I've played on WMFO this year, or like this semester. So I played I'll Be Your Mirror by the Velvet Underground, which I played from my show on when did I
previous show.
I played it from my show on February 19th, if you were wondering. But yeah, I'm gonna play another song from a past show now, and it's one that I wanted to show Kira, actually, so I'll just show her now on the radio show. It's called Kiss of Life by Sade. Enjoy.
from above. When I to a studio where she'd be alone. Sparks flying off of the grinding stone. Don't turn off your furnace, babe, don't send me home. I call in sick and my apartment is cold. But she won't look at me, she'd sharpen a cutlery. If I so much as murdered, she'd send me back flood. Scrap pile of discarded jade and stare at the butterfly tattoo across her shoulder blades, like two eyes watching every move that I made, like strangers at a masquerade. While the evening would come and then I'd wander home, palm in the handle of my own ballad song, hoping for once for something to go wrong, but nobody ever came along. But I knew she'd come for me, my key turning silently, and just as I fell asleep, she'd wake me up violently.
Okay, that was Butterfly Knives by Christopher Douthit, I think. He's a professor at Wash U who teaches like electronic music classes, and he has 2 monthly listeners, and I think I'm both of them. But now I hope he has more after the shout out, because wasn't that pretty good? My grandma texted me during it and said, what a great song. So I think you should all
shout out grandma.
And shout out Christopher Douthit from from St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah. That was, I feel like he should have more than 2.
More than just Kira.
Yeah. Turn it into 3.
Turn it into 3 after this.
I'll be tuning into
he had 0 a few weeks ago, so.
Yeah. So, Okay. And then the song before that I played was Kiss of Life by Sade from the classic album Love Deluxe. Yeah, I think we're gonna play one more song each and then we'll do the PSA. So my song choice, right now Clouds by Alex G is playing in the background, for some nice ambiance, but my pick is Shark Smile by Big Thief. Enjoy. Okay, that was Shark Smile by Big Thief, and yeah, that was the only song I played during that break. So now we're going to read the PSA, let me take a picture of it. So
okay,
I can also
it's less of a PSA, more of a performance, because we both did theater, so.
Yes. What do you want to
take? Yeah, I'll take it.
So this is my favorite PSA because it's like a play about water safety.
I'm going to be playing special effects, so like the sound effects. Oh, wait, sound effects, not special effects. And Karen. And Daniel's going to be playing Laura and voice.
Yes.
And it's entitled Next Trip to the River. Should we start?
We can start.
Okay. We come up with sound effects. Tweet, 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 tweet. Ha 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 ha. Psh, psh. Jingle, jingle, jingle. Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all of that rain.
Oh, it sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I gotta get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good. Arf, jingle, jingle, jingle. Hey, wait. You've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood. And it's decomposable, isn't it?
True, but all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers. That was the dog, not Karen.
Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river.
Arf! Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association.
Yay!
So next, I'm going to be playing a song called Stupid by Sarah Alexa, which is a song that when I first moved into school, somebody posted on their story that their friend released a song, and I decided to give it a listen. She has 12 monthly listeners, but the song is actually a banger, and I want to give her 13. That's a common theme in my songs, just like adding an extra listener. Because every listener counts, I think. Whoa. You think Beyonce came out of the womb with a billion listeners? No.
She had
13.
She had people promote it on their friends' radio
on
shows.
On WMFO.
Okay. This is... Oh, wait, no. What? Oh, I forgot to add it to the queue. Wait. No, that's the wrong song. This is the wrong song.
This isn't the song.
No. This is The Hours by Beach. Wait, I gotta change it before it gets to the cool beat drop. Okay, there we go. Maybe I'll play that later.
I was prepared to just beatbox for them.
Last week, the girl is
Okay, so that was,
You don't have a very hype, like, radio host voice.
That was...
Okay, welcome back. That was a song that came out 2 weeks ago.
That was Government Check by Cindy Lee, and the song before that was Stupid by Sarah Alexa. The Cindy Lee song came out a few weeks ago. It's from the album called Diamond Jubilee, which has very good reviews. That's why I checked it out, because it had a lot of good reviews on, like, music nerd websites. But I liked it a lot. But it's not on streaming services. I have to play it on SoundCloud.
Ugh, look at
and
that.
And I wanted to listen to it when I was taking the train to meet you at South Station, but, like, I had to play it on YouTube.
You gotta keep your phone SoundCloud on in front of you.
And then it, like, there were so many ads and I kept getting really mad.
It's so frustrating.
But I want to put it on Spotify local file.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to introduce
Yeah, the song that is coming on next is Popular Mechanics for Lovers. I have no idea how to say the artist's name, so I'm not gonna try. But I just heard the song, like, 2 days ago, or a few days ago, in Youth in Revolt, which is a Michael Cera movie. I actually watched it the day I came home from school with my parents. Shout out mom and dad.
Wow.
And it was a really interesting movie. Michael Cera always carries everything he's in. And this played in the credits, and it has like 30,000 listeners or something. So
look at that.
It counts as indie. It's not 2 or 13 or 12, I mean, but it's indie enough for my theme.
I think for my next song, I'm gonna play something like really, really popular with like over a billion.
Would anybody be opposed if I played a song by my acapella group?
What? I would be opposed.
You'd be opposed?
Is it good?
Bruh, never mind then.
No, you could play it. I'm kidding.
No, he was opposed. I don't want to ruin the Daniel Channel
image. No. What is it, like a cover?
We'll discuss this while you guys listen to this next song.
Okay, this is
Enjoy.
Popular Mechanics for Lovers.
Knocks you off your feet. You're so bitter, you think he's sweet. Well, he's wrong for you, I swear. Did you forget to read the script? There was never a role for him. It was always you and me, just me. So what? Some guy wrote 69 and one just ain't enough. And there's no sense in him trying. I know, cause I've been trying all the time to find a song that would make you mine. But all I ever find my
dreaded sunny day, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dreaded sunny day, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. Wild, wild is on mine. So we go inside and we gravely read the stones. All those people, all those lives, where are they now? Are with the loves and hates and passions just like mine? They were born and then they lived and then they died. Seems so unfair, I want to cry. You, sir, throws the sundown salutation to the dawn, and you claim these words as your own. But I've read well and I've heard them said 100 times, maybe less, maybe more. If you must write pros and points, the words you use should be around. Don't plagiarize or take on loan. But there's always someone somewhere with a big nose who knows and trips you up and laughs when you fall. Will trip you up and laugh when you fall. Text from whence was ripped some dizzy whore 1804. I dreaded sunny day, so let's go where we're happy and I'll meet you at the cemetery gate. So Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dreaded sunny day, so let's go where we're wanted and I'll meet you at the cemetery gate. Keats and Yeats are on your side, but you lose. This whale the lover wild is on the mind.
Okay, so that was Cemetery Gates by the Smiths.
Indeed.
Great song. Probably my favorite, or like one of my favorites from The Queen Is Dead, along with There's the Light That Never Goes Out and
Basic,
Big Mouth Strikes Again, and I Know It's Over.
Of course.
Yeah.
So this is my last song.
And Frankly, Mr. Shankly.
Okay. Frankly, Mr. Shankly. So this is my last song called I Listen to Your Radio Show at Night by Grady Strange, which is pretty indie, actually. Grady Strange has 24,000 monthly listeners. But I also felt it would be perfect because Daniel Channel is usually at night and I usually listen to it at night.
That's great.
So I listened to your radio show at night, but now it's noon, and I'm here. It's night somewhere. So that's my last song.
Okay. This is I Listen to Your Radio Show at Night.
Picture.
I listen to your radio show at night by Grady Strange. That was Kira's last song, and now it's time for my last song. Before I say that, I want to say this is Daniel CC and Kira Joe, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for listening to the show. This was the last Daniel Channel show of the semester. I'll be back next semester, though, and I'm glad that
Kira
could be here to experience it.
Yes, thank you for having me on the Daniel Channel.
You're very
91.5 FM, for Tufts Freeform Radio.
So for my last song, I'm going to play my favorite song of the year, of 2024 so far, and one of my favorites that I've played on the show. It is Texas Blue by Quodeca and Kevin Nastro. You know that song?
I know this song.
How?
I like this song. I don't. It came up on my smart shuffle.
What?
I really like this song. I was maybe gonna play it on this, so that'd be
what?
Really weird.
Okay.
Wait. Okay. I'm fine. I love this song.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. See you next time.
Waking up next to you. Am I complex to you? Scratches on your back, the sun peeking through, sagging baggy jeans, X-rated preview.
Feel the wind coming in, are you gonna let it take me? I'll be honest, you like movies more than I do. Texas blue, purple tea in the cup, green was an indica, new pair of jeans, we burned it all up, ash on the sheets, you're making me suffer, what will it take to slow you down, that silent treatment gets a little loud, you
watching you dancing up there, watching you dancing up there.